The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
It's Wednesday.
Was that the right spot?
Yes, sir.
God.
Why?
I wasn't even listening. I thought we missed it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we just popped on at the right spot.
Oh, no. I was listening. I'm always listening. I'm like a good program director.
Yeah, be
careful what you wish for.
Really, you don't
want to. Be careful who you work for, I guess you should say.
Wouldn't it be great if you say, oh, you don't think I listen? I'll be in there tomorrow morning at 6 the whole time, sitting there with you, not ever coming on for a bit.
Do you remember when the principal used to do that back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Sit in on the teacher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had a very, in element, you know, in high school, I guess it depends on where you went. Our high school principal was not like an intimidating man. Yeah, you know, the kind of man, so when you're in high school, you kind of size him up like, all right, if I had to, I think I could take his principal. You know?
Nice.
The one in elementary school, at Cone Elementary, his name was...
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
The elementary principal.
I see him. I see his face.
I'll never forget ours, Mr. Batson.
Mr. Jones.
In his paddle.
Oh, I remember when I was in junior high, we made fun of our principal, and his name was Schnabel.
Schnabel? Like Parker?
We would sing Schnabel's.
Parker Schnabel.
Schnabel's wobble, but they don't fall down.
Oh, my God. You know, we heard about that, too. Got back
what
to
what a
him.
Bully you are.
God.
He comes Schnabel off as so meek and mild and sweet.
It's terrible.
Dude, Mr. Batson was a tall guy with black rim glasses, and he had a short... short sleeve like dress shirts on, but he had a big paddle.
You know, it sounds like a joke, but his name was Mr. Jones. I hate that song, by the way. Don't even play it.
I gotta play some Crows.
You are Mr. Jones.
But he also had the huge paddle. Oof. that had the black electrical tape wrapped around the hand.
He was serious.
And it was on his wall right behind the desk, and I'm like, man, that stuff, I don't know, does it? I mean, I know they don't paddle kids anymore.
No, not so. It's frowned upon.
But did they still keep the paddles in there? I mean, they do in fraternity houses.
Yeah. Man, I don't think so. I'm glad our high school principal, or at least ninth grade, Mr. Lawson, never had a paddle because he was a big dude. Probably still is. You don't want him tearing you up.
I think my brother got paddled.
Mr. Jones, don't spank me. So I do remember this. They had a thing where used to they could just paddle, and then there was something, and I was in elementary school, where you had to get the parents' permission to paddle.
Well, mine couldn't sign fast enough.
That's mine.
Mine was
take away.
Mine's like, no, you let me do it. Then it was you're getting a twice as bad whooping then.
Oh.
Because just wait till you get home.
Because you know they had to leave work early to come get you.
Oh Lord.
But they would, you know what's crazy is, like, they'd get taken home and then they'd go back to work. I'm like, yes, I got like 4 hours of Ferris Bueller in it.
Price is Right.
Damn, what's that? Free. Risky Business. Yeah.
Sliding around Poe Mill in your underwear?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was frowned upon. I lived across the street from a whorehouse. I mean, that was.
Wow.
You know. I literally did.
I would rather get spanked at school than listen to my mom all the way home.
Well, they probably line up to spank you, too.
I don't know.
Little Schnabel's wobble.
That was terrible.
I never heard about a girl getting spunked. Is that the past tense?
No.
Okay. No. Spanked. I never heard of that.
God, that's a good point.
Yeah,
like, did that ever happen?
Who did it if you didn't have a female principal? Who did it? Like the girls' gym coach? Oh, God.
I'm only like two female principals. One in elementary and one in high school.
The only incident that ever got in a little bit of trouble was when they had the, fire hydrants have foam. And so they were playing with the extinguishers in the music room and foamed it all up. Like the whole.
Oh, my God. I can't tell you what all we did in the shop class.
They invented foam parties.
Yeah, so we had, it was bad and we got in big trouble. And that's the only thing that I had to talk into. But I had nothing to do with it.
I could say some names, but I want parties that will go unnamed. Josh Brooks would take the air hose in shop class and shoot nails out of it.
God.
Into the ceiling.
Oh, my God.
Poor Mr. Newton.
Wow.
Mr. Newton.
Mr. Newton's deal was you can make anything you wanted to make in class. You just had to draw a plan up for it, like blueprints. And we made so many pipes.
It's a water pipe.
Yes.
Did they call him Fig?
Something close.
He's a fig.
God, that's crazy. I went to school with a Fig Newton. What's up, Josh? Everybody called him Fig.
Josh Newton?
Yeah. I know what happened to Fig.
Hey, God. Fig.
See, during my generation, they would call him Juice.
Juice.
What's up, Juice Newton? That gets no reference point. She was on magazine covers, on Solid Gold and all this
That would be insulting. So it would never happen at any of the schools that I went to because the kids were bad.
Yeah, like I think
Juice would be a compliment.
For a female singer to have the name Juice Newton, you have to be a female rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Juicy Newton. Some kind of game.
God, Fig, man. That's a good nickname, though, now that you think about it.
Yeah. Well, what if it was a girl, though? Well, they don't do the...
You call her Figgy.
We had another buddy we called Binky, and I can't remember how he got that nickname.
Binky is the best.
Probably and I do not know what happened to him.
Something to do with Pac-Man?
Like, I don't know. I'd like to find him and ask him, like, what did that nickname mean?
Yeah.
I thought I found his dad on Facebook, but I'm not sure it was him. So I just messaged the guy, hey, are you Binky's dad?
That's awesome.
So he either is or he isn't. He's just going to read that.
Wow. Oh. What'd you do?
Why'd you ask? Well, yes, I am Binky's daddy.
Binky's got to be 42, 43 years old now. They still call him that?
Binky.
That's awesome.
He's like getting PTSD hearing this on his way to work. Oh, God.
I haven't called you that in years.
I remembered Binky.
If you know Andrew Seymour, his nickname's Binky, and please call him that.
Oh, God, it wasn't Butts.
It wasn't. He wasn't popular until well after high school.
Ah. Oh.
Like, oh,
you know,
okay.
You get it. Rare is the person who has the life where it goes from school all the way through. Rarely. People are politicians, usually.
I went to school with Dave Butts, spelled B-U-T-T-S.
That, you know what?
Dave
Butts. One of my favorite NFL players' names to say pages, his last name is Butts. And oddly enough, his first name's Marion.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like a pastor that only does gay marriages. It's so
That's
wild.
That's awesome.
What's up? I'm Marion Butts. Oh, I didn't see your caller, sir. Step right to the front of the altar. Dave and Twan will be here in a moment.
Lovely. Can't wait.
You're Marion Butts.
Oh, here come Dave Butts in the can, not lying.
He ended up dropping out of school, though.
God, I know why now.
Yeah, because you bullied him out of school.
You did, you bully. Schnobble wobble, then Dave Butts.
Dave was kind of cool, though. He would be in the bad kid smoking section.
Dave's got holes in his jeans again. Are those your butts holes?
Hey, those are popular now. You should come back to school.
Pardon, Dave. Hey, Dave. No Dave's kidding. Not here.
Go drag your knees.
Dave Butts.
I never blew the knees out of jeans. Like, I blew the butt out of them before, the crotch and such. As a young hefty boy,
pads.
Heavy set, overweight, plus I would, my thighs would rub together. I've said this before, but I had a girl one time, swear to God, she turns around, she'd put her JanSport down.
Well, she had money.
She turned around and looked at my crotch, and I'm like, ooh.
Nice.
Hello, ladies.
And she's like, do you bleach your crotch? And I was like,
so do you want me to?
Ew.
Well, they're not going to be talking about that for like 20 years in the future. What
yeah, yeah like you're ahead of the curve, too.
It's because my jeans, the inner thighs would rub together, that the inner thighs would be a like faded. Stonewashed.
Oh.
Ah, like Lauren. Different color, you know?
Lesser.
And I was like, no, that's just
your thighs are different color.
That's what about yeah, the jeans were different colors in the crotch.
That's wild.
But I never blew the knees out. Is that like
God,
they were so tight that you bent your legs so fast it blew the knee out, or did people always cut them up?
I think in the 90s they cut them up.
We used to cut the bottoms for sure. But
oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah, like, slit the side.
Cut the bottoms or slide the side. Yeah, mm-hmm. Slit the side. Oh, that slit. Look was so stupid.
I don't know. My mom would say, I just bought these. Why did you cut them?
Matthew, I'll hem them. That looks stupid.
Matthew, I just spent $20 on these Arizona jeans, and you cutting them up.
$20? Like, what happened to the $15 rustlers, Mary? Rustlers. Oh, my God.
You cutting them like some kind of hippie boy.
And that was during a time when, like, they were stuff was made in America, you know? That was like when Walmart was like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
We hate to do it, but we're going to only sell American goods.
Before old Taiwan came into the picture, and now they make everything.
Oh, did someone say my name? It's me.
Taiwan.
It's me, Taiwan. I do karate as well.
Matthew, you still a dude head or what?
That was one summer, Mama. It was one summer. I don't like that music. It's too happy.
It is. He's talking about the guy from Ninja Turtles doing cocaine.
Matthew, dude, that's exactly what I was about to lead to. Matthew, they say don't drink and drive. Same thing goes for cocaine and driving trains.
Don't do it.
Can I read some text?
Casey Jones is not a good influence on you, Matthew. Yes.
We got some good text.
Well, thank God. Well,
Well, somebody knew Philip Butts.
Philip Butts.
Of course.
Yes.
My brother, can you page him to lay away?
Sure.
Okay. His last name is Butts. First name, Philip.
Attention customers and Ace Hardware. Ace is a place with a wonderful hardware store. Philip Butts. Philip Butts.
With what?
Please come to Lawn and Garden. Thank you.
You spelling Phil with a F-E-E-L or F-I-L-L?
Phil.
Did someone say my name again? It's me.
Phil. His
it's
name
Taiwan.
Is
Taiwan. Hello.
His name is Phil Butts.
Oh, but it gets better. We have a one-upper. Somebody had a college professor named Johnny Dick and Willie Butts.
Damn.
Johnny Dick.
But gosh.
Where'd they go to school?
I don't know.
Isothermal, maybe.
Are you?
Johnny Dick can teach math.
Come here and keep me warm if you're so thermal. Man, I'm so thermal. Oh, nice to meet you. I went to Miso Horny. Isothermal meet Miso Horny.
Academy.
Miso Horny Academy.
God, what if Academy Sports and Dicks freaking merged? Dude, I gotta get a Dick Academy today. Oh yeah, I bet you're the dean of that school, aren't you?
The dean,
you prick. Yeah. Oh, isothermal. We give you education. Hey, what can we get for $10? Parking, maybe.
You know what a cool nickname was? We had a buddy named Butch, and everybody. He was definitely a dude. Until this day, everybody still calls him Butch.
Yeah.
Nobody will call him by his first name.
Is there a reason why? Do you know?
I don't know why, actually. Around. Got another buddy named Booby.
Booby.
Everybody knows Booby, first of all. Second, everybody calls him Booby.
Hey, Booby.
Did you spell Booby with a Y or the I-E?
I-E.
Oh, yeah.
What was Booby's last name?
You'll think I'm making it up. Cheeks.
Booby Cheeks.
Yep.
Somehow.
Nobody.
I'm giving you that meme look.
He's suspicious.
Nobody will call him James. Everybody calls him Booby. And everybody knows him.
Wow.
I want Booby to call him.
I get Booby to come up here. I'll do you one better.
God, does he have a twin?
Does not have a twin. What do you think? What would his twin's name be?
Got a couple of boobs.
Couple boobs. This is a big booby. He's big. He's real big.
Big,
big in the arms. He's got big arms.
Where's Daddy? Big booby.
Oh, man.
Big booby.
God, I don't know how he got that name. I don't think I ever asked him.
He might have been scared of him. Or did he ever take his shirt off during gym class? That might explain it.
Like, how'd you get that name, booby? We'll have to ask him today.
Were your gym, your PE shirts, were they ash gray?
Yep.
God bless.
Green shorts.
I hated that with a passion because of boob sweat. Paige, I'm sure you understand.
Oh, God, yes.
It was the worst.
Harris, God almighty, go take a shower.
You're dripping for
5 minutes into class.
You know the emoji where you're smiling real big and the eyes look almost offensive to some cultures? You know, that one emoji or whatever? That's exactly the way I look.
Who taught you gym? Coach Hayes or Coach Neal? Sugar Bear?
Coach Neal in high school, Coach... Carlos Osorio, who went on to be soccer coach at a college. I forget where. He was awesome. With a name like that, he's going to be a soccer player on a pizzeria. You know, welcome to Osorio's. We kick your ass in Fuji Pizza.
We had
Fuji Pizza.
We had good gym teachers.
Yeah.
Coach McManus was our gym teacher, and he let us play basketball. He played with us.
See, freshman year at Wade Hampton, we had William Bill Phillips. It was his last year before he retired. The man played.
Oh, he's dilligaffed then at that point.
Played for the Cincinnati Reds. Yeah.
Wait, when was this?
It would have been 1989.
Oh, he missed the machine and the glory days.
What machine?
The big red one.
Oh, God, yes, yes. And it was like 2-3 years, mainly farm system. But, like, I'd sit there and be just, God bless, I would ask him so many questions.
Just drill him.
Hey, you know Pete Rose? Hey, Marge Schott ever call you a bad word? You know?
Dude, when we found out our coach, McManus, was getting a tryout with the Sixers, we were drilling him left and right, just asking him so much stuff. He was coming off a stellar career at Lander at this point.
Stellar career at Lander.
And he would get out there and just play with us. I'm like, man, this guy's good. Went on to be a state champion coach.
Oh, for real?
Yep.
Me loves you long time. See, what? Make fun music like this. This is fun.
I know, it man. Is. Like, kids, you got your mumble rap now you can't understand. Bring Two Live Crew back.
And also, a lot of the mumble rap sounds like when, no offense to any particular ethnicity, but honky women, when they go through their list of things, they, I've got to take Dennis by gym class today, and then I've got to go by the cleaners, and then I got to get my nails done, and all that stuff.
Got to go vote.
And then you get the mumble raps like, I got her and Louie bag, and then I got to go get my Mercedes waxed in it. Sorry, Paige. And then I'm going to my mountain house. It's always had that kind of, you know, just out of that same.
Take that personally.
It's like, dude, take an Adderall or something. Perk up a little.
Take an Addy. If it's not mumble rap, it's filthy, man. I heard a female rap song, and she's like, she's just singing about, like, you know, this and then this back here.
Total inversion, man. I mean, I don't think it was necessarily great that dudes were talking about gangbanging. Both ways, actually. NWA did. They were gangbangers in both ways, Paige. And then the women would talk about, you know, I look good. I'm a single lady. I don't need no man. You know,
all the single ladies.
You know, that kind of looking for some hot stuff, baby. This evening, she was horny tonight.
Tonight,
Donna was gonna get some good.
She was. She's out in there. Look, get some tips. See.
Remember, we had the version for Jimmy. It was pot stuff. Looking for some pot stuff, baby. This morning. Oh yeah. So what was it? Finished while I was looking it up. I was going to tell you the specifics on his career. I did pull an all, didn't I?
I wish I could remember the name of that filthy song.
Paige, you sleep good last night? You look like you're not as tired.
I feel a little better. I had my stitches taken out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were stitched up.
I was.
I'm telling you, you must have a rough showed accident.
Snitched on someone there in the hood.
Just get stitches.
Ah. William Bill Phillips passed. I was born in 1928. I mean, I kind of
sorry for that.
Oh my God!
Legendary athletic director and multi-sport coach at Wade Hampton High School passed away in 12.
Oh, 12.
Yes, been gone a while now.
You're way off.
I'm 50.
No. Sorry about that, man.
I decided something yesterday. I was cleaning the garage, which is something that a 50-year-old does. And that was, oh, yeah, play it. This is perfect background music for this. It sounds like Tiffany Haddish rapping. It's fun. I decided that there can only be 151. That's Jeremy Clements.
Yeah.
True that.
And in his honor, I'm going to always be 50. I think that's the thing to do.
Because get older.
If for a whole year I'm 51, and he kind of loses his identity then.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in a fun little cute way, I will always be 50 from now on. And I will say, and that still startles people. There ain't no way you 50.
How you 50?
Like,
he's
my grandson.
50 years old.
Oh, boy, why is your daddy saying that he's your grandpa? No?
This must be Teddy Matt. Oh, I love the show.
I'm just a handsome 50. So nifty, though, I'll tell you. It really is so nifty. That's the only word to rhyme with that. There's
nifty.
Filthy 50. How about that?
Swifty.
Oh, yeah. You were Swifty 50.
Oh, God. You know what? That's probably a thing. I don't know if her fans are that old yet, though, Paige. Okay. Coming up today. Well, we're out of time. We'll tell you about it when we come back.
Yeah.
We'll tell you about it. We'll play your favorite R&B hit.
Slap Out of Time.
Yes.
Find you some mumble rap to play. Oh,
hey, guys, can I hear Broccoli by Graham?
Broccoli. You have some Nas that you can play?
No, I got some Nas.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
You check yourself, I'll check myself. Are we checked?
Could be Diddy for all you know.
Check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, baby, 1, 2, 3.
There's a traffic update.
Where is this originally from? George Clinton? P-Funk?
Grandmaster Flash?
Oh.
Flash?
Oh, yeah.
I said his
keep
name
me
wrong.
Keep me wondering, Tom. Keep me wondering how I keep from going under.
Yeah.
Why the feet of Timmy
Wonder? Let me wonder how I keep from going under. Time to make me wonder what he's going under. There it is. Saw him in concert, the old Greenville Memorial Auditorium.
Good job, fat boy.
They should have been dancing to this one last night, whoever, you know.
Chicky check.
Whoever won they race should have played some Flash. You know, look at me, I'm going to be the governor. Oh, it's a Flash.
What happened?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of like lopsided races. It's just whoever won, you know, should have queued this up. Like,
oh yeah,
because you know, I mean, look,
I would use regulators.
Warren G.
I'd have actual Warren G. there if he's not hanging out at a WNBA game. He'll be at my election results party.
You could book him now. I was worried about old Sophie the other night when she's pointing at all the Wanna Boner.
Because
I'm like, hang on now, you might get punked out in that one. She's a hardcore lesbo.
They'll do that thing where they like they point at their eye. Yeah, they steal Robert De Niro's thing from Meet the Fockers. Yeah. That's totally where that came from.
Circle of Trust.
I'm watching you. I'm watching you.
You a pothead fucker?
What if she did that? And then Dawana Boner took her fingers and did like that and then started doing her two fingers and started scissoring.
I think old Boner would be all about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Since her wife's on her team.
This is during the game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if they're not throwing dildos or scissoring with their fingers. Right. They stole that from the Acclaimed, by the way.
You know, Sophie gets a little feisty when she gets out there sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
She'll get in a scuffle.
God, man. I tell you what. I've never been with a... You ever been with a woman taller than you, fat boy?
No, but I tell you what. I kind of stopped talking about people because I'm going to get back to them.
What?
Went to school with a girl who was 6'5".
Why, have you heard from Booby?
Not today, but I will. Because I see him all the time.
I've been here all morning.
We went to school with a girl who was 6'5".
God.
Good looking, but you know it was hard for her to find a date because she's so tall.
See, I never have either.
She'd be a model.
I was going to say, like, if they're that tall, they're usually a model or they athlete.
She was awkward, like, you know, because that age and that height. Because not just for girls, she was one of the tallest people in the school.
That's awesome.
Might have been the tallest, actually, in her class.
Who's this chick that I... Oh, man, that ain't her name. I can't remember. You know, I'm fine with foreigners, but, God, spelling your name and trying to Google you, it's tough.
I'd be stressed if in the neighborhood...
I'm serious.
They wanted her to play basketball, and she couldn't hit one. She couldn't get a basketball.
Well, I mean, that does happen.
Yeah,
you know those that.
It doesn't really transfer to you know you're going to be
just because you're tall doesn't mean you can.
I can't spell it.
Get
remember.
The bucket.
I don't know. Hey, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Here it is. Okay, so anyway, I'm putting my phone down.
Yeah, because I got to stop looking up people.
I can't figure out how to spell it. She's got one of those names that she could be from Russia or Chechnya or one of those things. But it's got a you know.
Svetlana.
It's missing a vowel. Like, Vanna, can I buy a vowel? Hmm. You ask Pat, I'm not allowed to talk till the end. That's what Vanna would say.
Well, it's kind of the same with Seacrest now, too. They kind of go to her at the end there.
God. She never gets to speak while she's over there. And she didn't even flip the letters anymore. She just touches them. Like, Pat could be sitting there with a selfie stick with a big thumb on the end of it, sitting there and turning it. You know, she's going to be replaced by a robot, too, Vanna.
Well, I mean, they
literally,
try to.
All you got to say is, I mean, There's a touch screen there. Pat's just going to touch it. Damn letter's going to spin around.
I mean,
it's like the person who does stop and slow. They're being replaced now by, like, not really robots, but tech. Tech.
She's making
love tech.
10 or 11 million bucks to still get up there and, you know, poke the letters. And they give her time at the end where they catch up with her and whatnot.
Myrtle Beach's very own.
Yeah.
Grandmaster Flash, was he like someone who'd wear like a trench coat and go and expose himself to women in parking lots?
Probably.
Hey, did you ever see, God, Fat Boy, let's be Grandfather's Flash.
Oh.
It'd be us in trench coats, but we're in like house shoes.
We'll be the guy from Observe and Report who was flashing everybody in the parking lot. Yes.
Yeah, God. What a great but awful movie.
The guy that
had its moments.
The guy that flashed me when I was a kid was on a horse trail.
Was he on a horse?
No, but I was riding a horse.
Oh. Did he say, hey, I got a saddle for you? Wait a minute, you're a child. I'm not
this guy has something for you to see.
How old were you?
10.
Oh, 10.
11.
Were you riding alone?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course? You were 10 or 11. I mean, hell.
Now, stupid question.
Of course.
Did you know what you were looking at, or were you kind of just like trying to figure out like...
Well, when
and we're assuming that it was his schmeckle. He could have been mooning her.
Could have been.
Talking with his butt like Ace Ventura.
He pulled his pants down.
Just from the front, though. You saw the front.
Mm.
But obviously you're going to look at it because you're trying to figure out.
Well, we thought something happened to him, so we got off the horses. And we went over there and he...
Sir, you're getting attacked by a mushroom.
He flashed us.
Were you foraging, sir?
And I used to go there and I would brush... at the swimming pool thing in Castro Valley, they had horses there.
At the swimming pool?
Yeah.
Jesus. And we had diving donkeys here at the fair.
Because we had a horse trail, and I would brush the horses, and I was riding a friend of mine's.
And you're riding down the horse trail at 10 or 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Already buxom. She said she was developing breasts at 4.
So this guy is off. He's on the trail, sees you riding down,
mm-hmm.
and just pulls his pants down?
When we get up to him, he does.
Is that how you met Tim Drinkwater?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, different city.
And you get close, and you're like, oh, hello. Like when you pass people on a trail, I hate it.
It was
I hate
a nice,
that weird thing.
Castro Valley is such a nice place.
When you're walking a hiking trail and somebody's walking there, you see him from like 50 feet. You're not making eye contact yet because that's weird.
They got 4 kids and 3 dogs.
Like they're 50 feet away. You're coming the same way. It's like on Ice Road Truckers, one of them shows where 2 trucks were getting... All right, there's only way from one of us. One of us got to pull over.
What's going to happen to Polar Bear? Will he die?
So you kind of look away, and you're looking this way, and you're looking that way, and then finally you get up close to him, and you go, oh, hi. And then if they don't speak, you're like, hey, I said hey. And then they pop out the
Will the butch driver from Alaska finally meet her fate?
Oh, sorry, I had my ear pod in.
So we took the horses back, and then I ran home, told my mother what happened, and she called the police.
Also, what happened to the guy?
Got arrested.
So, when
you have to identify as Goober?
No, they still found him out there.
Sorry, I was thinking about the gubernatorial yesterday.
You got to pick him out of a lineup.
He was just sitting out there, just doing it to anybody who walked by.
Golly,
okay, so well, I mean, if he's doing it to everybody, then you know, it's like you don't have to take it personal, I guess.
Well, like, was your brother there with you?
No.
Okay.
I don't get what the excitement is with the flashers.
I've never understood that either.
Did he just leave it down? Just
I don't know.
Is the hope that someone will flash you back? Like, is that the thing? I would just encourage guys to stand out in the woods with beads because women will show their jugs for beads.
It wasn't me. I think it was the girl that was older than me that he was, you know.
Oh, that's what he told the cops.
Man, that's crazy how that works because I feel like...
She said she was 18. She's...
laughing.
I can't quote that Carol O'Connor line, but it's one of my favorites from In the Heat of the Night.
If it were us... I don't think the guy would be doing it, but if he did, I don't think we'd run, right? We'd just kind of like...
You're a kid, though.
I feel like it's hard to like say what... Do you ask him questions about
Gross,
it?
Gross,
like,
dude. Get a haircut.
Is that what it's going to look like when we get older?
Can I cut that off?
hey, look here, kid. he just got off a horse. Here,
that guy might be part Bigfoot.
You
that wasn't his foot, Matthew.
That's a good one.
Hey, P1s.
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Yeah. And I have some big news for you.
Big news. I thought you said nudes.
She will if you
Why would you want to see big nudes?
Because I like the red gang. Just get off that horse and
oh, see some nudes with
attitudes.
That's
where it all began, with the creepy voice.
Pop a tea for the boys, yeah.
I want pictures of girls topless flipping me off called rude nudes.
Oh, can we start another gallery like we did with the Wall of Ink and what was the other one? Girls and the Guns? Was that one we did?
That was, God,
Damn
it, boy! I remember it. I want to see if you. I own the .com.
Is this from Rise Girls? Because I'm not.
It was a subsidiary of the Rise Girls.
Yeah, there were a couple of them.
I'll give you. I'll describe the website. It didn't do all that well.
Apparently.
So we had hot bartenders send in pictures. This is before they even had the word selfie, I think. They send in pictures. We were like basically looking for the hottest bartender kind of thing. You know, the way they do. The boobies were out and all that stuff. It's only for women. It was very, very sexist.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was called Beerotica.
That's what I just typed in.
You really?
Who bought it? I think I just actually let it go.
Yeah, see if it's... see if we'll get it back to you. And it will...
bring back Beerotica.
Yeah.
So what happened to all
Paige's
this?
Paige's friends have a similar version.
I don't know.
I can't explain it to you on the radio.
It has to do with the fits
other option,
with this month.
If it were in Texas, would be steer erotica.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's no horns on your head.
Provocative photos of bovine.
Wow.
Yeah, steer erotica. Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, this cow's got a lot of nipples.
Yeah.
It's like the Aerosmith cow.
Because I'm not.
It's getting pierced.
I remember when I did the Rise Girls, my husband's family wasn't too thrilled about it.
Why? I mean, I bet he got high five from his uncles and stuff.
They're like, I don't see why anybody would do that.
Well, tell them to go to hell. Every last one of them.
And I'm like, I wasn't naked.
I'm telling them if you don't.
Beer erotica, it just says site can't be reached. It doesn't go to one of those like marble sites or anything.
If we go in the, what do you call it? The website that
way back?
Yeah, that's it. We got to go in there.
I'll do that. Oh, wow.
The double back or whatever.
You know,
front to back machine.
That's one of those things that probably come back and get you sometime, you know.
Have you seen the meme of the Choco Taco and all it says is back to front?
Oh, God.
That is
brilliant.
It's an awesome meme that you either get it or you don't.
Yeah, wow. Godly love. It's like the corn
it's
long
gonna
ways.
It's
going
to be my new business.
What was the joke?
Back Remember, to like, front.
Yeah, Paige, but that's. You're thinking in lines of like back to 30.
No, I'm thinking about I do faces and backs.
Why necks and cracks?
I want the back to front. Oh, the Rosa Parks.
Did you want that? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, well, it's because she was in the back, and then she got to move to the front.
Oh, no.
Like
a
shadow hair issue?
I want to get the Rosa Parks.
Okay. Oh, if you could wax any famous historical figure.
Who would it be, Paige?
Yeah, that's a good one to start with.
I would say Mary Todd Lincoln.
Oh, my God.
I want to do, let me do Trump. I'll wax him.
I don't know if, quite frankly, if I've got enough.
You might come up with some skin.
Never mind.
It's all bare down there. Nothing left. No hair. We don't like the hair.
I'm like my son. I'm barren.
We love the ballroom, but we love clean balls.
I swear, I saw that kid, whatever.
He's tall.
He's taller. Like, he's still growing.
Well, you grow to your what? How when does puberty stop?
Mid-20s.
So I get confused 51. Because some people have to have it medically started.
Really?
Yeah. If they
Like women, right? Because they a lot of sports will suppress that.
Oh yeah, gymnasts. Like they only have a period.
They don't
once
get boobs.
A year.
So, yeah, it's kind of that's very strange. Very strange.
That's probably a rough one when they have it. Like just hormones everywhere.
Paige, imagine if you're a gymnast. I can't.
I did take tumbling and gymnastics, but
I want to hear some culture club. I want some tumble for you.
No, when you're a kid, you'd take.
And
a
look
tumbler.
What's there to your left? A tumbler. Wow!
Look at it. It's full circle.
You know what? My instructor's name was Stanley. Oddly enough,
tumbling was fun when you're a kid.
She was in the Big Knockers ballet company too. So
I was never in the company. They just let me take class there.
I was in the marketing department at Stanley, and I was like, no one's buying our vacuums. Let's make tumblers.
Tumblers, bitches.
Everybody wants to drink. You should set this on fire.
People get hardwoods now.
Yeah, me right now. I like you.
Sure you were.
Yeah. Oh, mine is.
Oh, boy. Well, the big news is...
Nondescript voice.
Mars is changing the M&Ms. They're going to get rid of blue and brown M&Ms.
Okay, so we got to look up the dyes now.
They're leaving the red, but see, red's the bad one.
And then the red and the yellow are the two main characters.
Well,
so they'll keep those.
Maybe you're just going to get...
God, that's going to be 4th of July.
White M&Ms.
Parties.
Without food color on any of them.
But the dye. We got to get these dyes out of here. Go with the vegetable dyes like the Canadians do.
I mean, we really do. Like, it's very strange. Also, the what's the other thing I saw yesterday? The protein farms. What they're making, like protein from algae now.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I want real. I mean, I know that it might be protein. I want protein. Protein.
Well, it serves its purpose in the
Pages yeah. proteins.
So. They already have natural color options for red, orange, yellow, and green. So they're going to get rid of the brown and the blue until they have some.
I'd say RFK is trying to get this stuff out of here. But they got to deal with all this Medicare and Medicaid fraud from other countries.
Samaria.
And like that's a handful in itself. Not to mention, you know, the dyes you have to. There's so many dyes that we use and
stuff. And the plastics that are affecting your brain. Too many plastics in your brain and you get all sorts.
Not only that,
but they're not kidding.
The black plastics.
No. Dude, I know.
I've known that for a while, though.
Well.
No.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.